You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
It is 3 p.m. on June 28th, 2024. Welcome to episode 24 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU Athletics, the SFU Red Leafs Hockey, feature on the BC Premier Baseball, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. 3 days after Burnaby broke ground for the new RCMP detachment, on the corner of Ledger and Norland, which, according to Google Map, is about 1 kilometer northwest of the current Burnaby RCMP headquarters, on 6355 Deer Lake Avenue, just southeast of the current Burnaby City Hall. The new building will cost $229 million, according to Cornelia Naylor of Burnaby Now, will have 3 floors, 129K square feet, and replace the current Burnaby RCMP headquarters built in 1967 via the Community Reserve Fund, according to the Burnaby's official website, RCMP New Detachment page. First song in the show is Katie Curley's Penny for My Heartbreak with Beauty Queen.
Natural.
That was Beauty Queen from Katie Curley's Penny for My Heartbreak. Sorry for some technical difficulties during the song. I'd like to comment on the SFU Athletics at this time. On June 25th, the Red Leafs Murray Eloy LeClaire received a major honor from the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, being named to the 2023-24 GNAC Female Athlete of the Year after breaking multiple of her own GNAC records, indoor 60, 200, outdoor 100, and 200 meters, multiple All-America honors, on top of representing Canada in the Bahamas World Athletic Relays in early May. Ella LeClaire is the sixth SFU athlete to earn GNAC Player of the Year honors, the first after Aaron Aull in 2021-22 in cross-country and track and field. Next up is Joel Culpepper's Happiness is Only a Few Miles Away. I would play the song the song is, sorry, I'm just playing from computer one here. Oh, so next up is Joel Culpepper's Happiness is Only a Few Miles Away. Here is Free featuring Tom Misch.
So far. if you want to.
I would like to comment on the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On June 26, the Red Leafs announced the addition of Ryan Redekop, a defenseman from Martinsville, Saskatchewan, to their non-conference roster. Redekop had spent the 2021-22 season with the Philadelphia Hockey Club, which play out of U.S. Premier Hockey League's National Collegiate Development Conference, followed by the last two seasons with the Lloydminster Bobcats, which play in the Alberta Junior Hockey League, a Junior A league, where he scored 45 points in 95 regular season games. The third act is Couch Prince Waterfall Rebirth. The tune is Alive.
Yeah.
I would like to feature the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest level of baseball for BC's high school students, with some getting drafted by Major League Baseball. There were three games on June 22nd with three doubleheaders and a triple header in the Premier Division. The host UBC Thunder deep sixed the Victoria Mariners 6-1, who won Game 2 with an 8-1 drubbing and slaughtered the Thunder 9-1 at UBC's Tourmaline Stadium. The visitors' Mid-Island Pirates doubled up the Delta Blue Jays 6-3, followed by a 4-0 loss for a split at Mackey. The Victoria Eagles swept the host Coquitlam Reds 9-3 and 9-5 drubbings for a sweep at Mundy. And the visitors' Langley Blaze were shaded by the Okanagan Athletics 3-2, but followed a loss with a 10-2 blitz for a split at Kelowna's Elk. 11 games were on tap for June 23rd with 5 doubleheaders. The host Abbotsford Cardinals edged the Victoria Eagles 3-2 twice for a sweep at Surrey's Wally Stadium. The visitors Langley edged Okanagan 5-4, followed by a 10-0 blitz for a sweep at Kelowna's Elk. The Victoria Mariners tripled up the host Coquitlam 3-1, but fell 6-4 in Game 2 for a split at Mundy. The North Shore Twins quintupled the visitors Mid-Island 5-1, followed by a 7-6 victory for a sweep at North Vancouver's Parkgate. The host Delta shaded the Wally Chiefs 5-4 at Mackey. And the visitors White Rock Tritons, two pitchers, Ben McKinnon, Luke Thomas, combined to no-hit UBC 3-0 in Game 1, followed by a 5-2 triumph for a sweep at Tourmaline West. On June 24th, the BC PBL Twitter congratulated Ikanch Billing, who plays for the White Rock Tritons, for committing to the Colorado Northwestern Community College Spartans, based in Craig and Rangeley, Colorado. On June 25th, the Victoria Mariners thanked Sherwood Family Dental for their support this season. Three games were on tap later on June 25th. The host North Shore defeated Coquitlam 5-3, followed by a 7-6 loss at Parkgate, while the visitors UBC bested Delta 6-4 at Mackey in a battle of birds. On June 27th, the BC PBL announced two college commitments via Twitter. Max Griffiths, Nate James, both of whom play for the Coquitlam Reds. Griffiths committed to the University of Calgary Dinos baseball, while James committed to the University of Fraser Valley Cascades, based out of Abbotsford. Also on June 27th, two BC Premier baseball teams, the Coquitlam Reds, UBC Thunder, went to Springbank, just west of Calgary, for the 2024 Canada Day Classic. UBC destroyed the Neutral Hills Wranglers, based out of Veteran, Alberta, 20-0, followed by Coquitlam's 11-3 drubbing loss to the AHB Renegades, based in St. Albert, northwest of Edmonton. The 2024 Canada Day Classic, hosted by the Weber Wildcats, continues today. Let me see if there are scores yet. Not really sure if either Premier League teams in the 2024 Canada Day Classic have... Oh, let me look. Just a minute, please. There is an update where the Coquitlam Reds beat the Padres, who are, let me look, Nez Padres. The Coquitlam Reds just defeated the Nez Padres. There are 15 teams in the 19U division in the 2024 Canada Day Classic, hosted by the Weber Wildcats, based in Springbank, Alberta, most of which are from Alberta. Meanwhile, back in the BC PBL, there has been one more collegiate commitment. Finn Vlahovic, who plays for the Parksville Royals, has committed to the Victoria Golden Tide Baseball based out of Victoria. Also, there is one game tonight in the Premier Division as the North Shore Twins play the White Rock Tritons at the South Surrey Athletic Park.
We had food growing up and we were used to being able to eat, but then all of a sudden we needed that help. That's why the food bank is here. They're here to help you and... They're here to help you.
The food bank is for anyone who needs one. Visit the food bank near you to help and be helped.
Sorry, I was trying to find out the standings of the BC Premier Baseball League, but for the last few days, including today, the website is not up for some reason. The fourth act is Josh Cole's Kind Mind with Inside. Welcome to second half of episode 24 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fifth group of the hour, Vince Clark's Songs of Silence. The tune is... Vince, just a minute, please.